Hey, it's Jeff with a quick question. So is Twitter still a viable marketing platform for you? Are you planning to invest time and money in Twitter in 2017? I would love to know. Please let me know what you think. And I'm wrestling with this right now, and I'm thinking about it in terms of all of the activity that happened at Ohio State over the past few days. It's been a roller coaster. There have been high highs and low lows. Of course, on the low side, with the attack Monday at Ohio State, Twitter was very effective at disseminating news and information, and the OSU Police Department issued a tweet within minutes saying, run, hide, fight, hopefully containing that situation and communicating, you know, the serious nature of that really bad event. And on the high side, right, let's switch our thoughts to a more positive thing, beating the team up north on Saturday. So Saturday, barn burner, Tyler Durbin, I felt so bad for that guy when he missed that field goal. But fortunately, he made the second one. So double overtime, OSU beat the team up north. Twitter was on fire as well. So clearly, Twitter is an effective platform at disseminating news, information, capturing the spirit of live events. Very effective. So much so, even in the App Store, it's moved. Last spring, it moved itself from social networks over to news. So it's number one in the news category. It's no longer sitting over competing within the social networking category. So the question is, Twitter as a marketing platform. So consumers are moving, the usage is flat effectively, but for news and live events, it's very effective. Is it a strong platform for marketing and connecting with your prospects and customers? There's so much, so many dollars flowing into paid social advertising right now. Of course, that's a very hot spot to be in. Is Twitter limiting itself to those times in which breaking news, live events are happening? And how are consumers using it? So both on the personal and business side, is the fact that I just published a blog post or I just released a podcast, is that breaking news? No, it's not. So a lot of current dialogue these days and how I grew up as a social network is that chit-chat, that chatter around things you're doing and people you're engaging with, but that's clearly not breaking news. And if you camp on a hashtag at a live event, that's very effective. But what happens between those periods? Is Twitter a sustainable marketing platform, or is it really promotional-based, campaign-based? I would love to know what you think. I really want to know what you think. I mean, clearly Twitter has its challenges. A couple companies like Salesforce and Google took a run at it, looking at an acquisition. Didn't work out for them. The stock prices challenged as well. So what is the future of Twitter specifically as a marketing platform? Is it a viable marketing and advertising platform for you? I would love to know. I'm collecting that feedback and I plan on sharing this feedback once I receive it. So look forward to your thoughts. Go Bucks. Of course, I had to show that, but thanks for your time today and I look forward to hearing from you. The pull, it's time to work.